Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's not all about rainbows and lollipops. Growing up in a large family was wonderful in many ways for Carol, but it has presented some serious challenges along the way. Different beliefs in politics, religion, and lifestyles emerged over time within her family. Some of her family bonds have been damaged by these differences, as well as deep-seated bitterness and unforgiveness among some of them. It's her desire that the Lord would use her to build bridges, relational bridges for restoration and reconciliation. She's experienced God working in her own life, changing her mind and her heart, and as a result, she's seen the beginnings of these new bridges being built in her extended family within the past few years. She also believes that the Lord is working on the hearts and minds of others in her family as well. When we talk about family, it is a matter deepest to our hearts. When we talk about family, it is also a matter when we are exposed the most. We become most vulnerable because family knows us best and we know them best. And that's why in real life, it's not always just about rainbows and lollipops. We pause for a moment to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is really the crux of it all is to lead you to Jesus Christ, that you would know the love of Christ. Whatever your family situation is like, whatever is going on in your relationships, whatever's happening in your finances or in your work world, whatever it might be in your health, that God loves you and He knows you, and there is always hope in Jesus Christ. And He who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, the living Christ who was buried and rose again on the third day, He calls you to Himself today, my dear friend. I ask, would you open your heart to Him and receive Him as your Savior and Lord? And dear one, as you walk with Him, maybe you are a Christ follower. Our hope is that you would be encouraged, that you would be built up today in Jesus. Carol Rolls grew up in Oklahoma as the youngest of five children with three sisters and one brother. Her mother immigrated to the United States from Germany by way of her father who was stationed here for the Air Force, stationed there in Germany for the Air Force. She earned her Bachelor of Science degree in elementary education at Cameron University in Oklahoma and is currently involved in women's ministry with the chapel on Hickam Air Force Base. She's married to Commander Douglas Rolls, MD, and they've been married for 19 years. Doug is in the U.S. Navy and is Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Tripler Army Medical Center. They have two teenage daughters, Janie and Emily. Doug and Carol have lived in Hawaii for 7 years, but retirement is around the corner. She has a sparkle in her eyes when I mention that, and they're excited to see where the Lord is leading them next as Doug makes the transition to civilian medicine. Carol, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Oklahoma. What part of Oklahoma did you grow up?
The southwest part, a little town called Lawton, which is outside of Fort Sill, which is an army base in Oklahoma.
What was it like? Take us back, reminisce a little bit, let us into your world growing up.
Well, that was in the 70s when I was growing up there. We moved there when I was 6 years old. I started first grade there, and contrary to popular belief, there's more there than teepees, tumbleweeds, and tornadoes. We call them the three T's. But Oklahoma people are real genuine. You know, they're very willing to help in times of trouble, and they're good-hearted. And so I grew up with, you know, being around people who kind of had the Southern hospitality. And yet there was a military aspect there as well. Lots of comings and goings of people, which we have here in Hawaii as well with Pearl Harbor and all of the various bases. It was good times. We had a town home that we lived in with a swimming pool. And I remember learning to swim at a very young age and spending a lot of summers at the pool and with my big brother and all my sisters. And, you know, lots of fun and good times and bad times like most families.
So that's something we need to come back to, because you grew up with your brother and sisters and enjoyed those moments. And we'll talk about how the depths of those relationships have carried on through the years and what God is doing in that. Who would you say, Carol, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Two people for sure. My mother, most certainly. She was a very good mother. She was the old-fashioned kind of mother that was at home. She was a stay-at-home mom. She was cooking and cleaning and giving us pearls of wisdom along the way. She had a lot of those sayings like, "What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." And she had a lot of pearls like that. And I remember them growing up a lot.
I love that one.
Yes, I do too, and it's so very true. Spiritually, though, the biggest influence I've had in my life would be Dr. Charles Stanley, who led me to the Lord at the age of 12 on his TV program, In Touch. So that was a really amazing experience in my life that I'll definitely never forget.
What happened with Dr. Stanley and the television at the age of 12?
Well, that was back in the day, you know, when we only had like three channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was flipping, you know, I was just flipping. And so it caught my attention for some reason. I stayed on that channel, and it was Dr. Stanley, and he was talking about forgiveness and God's love and how, you know, anyone could have that, and anyone could have a blessed life and, you know, with the different little turmoils that were going on in my 12-year-old heart. It sounded good to me. You know, I wanted a kind of a love that I didn't see in the world, I guess. As much as I know my parents loved me, I knew there's something more, and I was really drawn to it, and I honestly felt God drawing me to himself through the words that Charles Stanley was speaking at that time.
12 years old, watching the television, what kind of family background did you have? What was the spiritual atmosphere there in your home?
Well, it was, unfortunately, it had started waning before I was born. My parents were pretty dedicated Catholics and definitely went to church on Sundays. And my mom was raised a Catholic, and so was my father. But over the years, it became less and less a part of their lives, so that by the time I came along, there wasn't any church involvement, and there was very little talk of Jesus or anything like that in the home. It was fairly limited, I would say.
So the television screen and the ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, his In Touch Ministries, reached out to you at that point. And somehow God, in his marvelous, mysterious, and yet miraculous way, touched your heart. What difference has Jesus made in your life since then?
Oh, wow. You know, over the years, goodness, I'd say in the teenage years, I think it prevented me from getting into a lot of trouble that I may have gotten into during those times. It was the 70s, and it was kind of like sex, drugs, and rock and roll was very acceptable and even really promoted. I see that a lot today as well, but I know that the Holy Spirit was weighing on my conscience and keeping me out of trouble to be honest with you.
So let's go there a bit further. 12 years old, but you're at the beginning of teenage years, and therein lies various forms of interactions, temptations, challenges that go on. How did your relationship with Christ help you grow through that? Were you a part of a church, a fellowship on a regular basis? How was that maintained, and how did that grow?
Well, the Lord, His timing and His ways are sometimes really mysterious. I definitely didn't have regular church examples. I had neighbors that on and off, you know, I would go with a neighbor. Or we also had neighbors that they were very God-centered. And things that their children would say to me who were my peers affected me a lot. And I would see lives of people around me that were maybe different than my family's. And it was something that I admired in many ways. I know that, you know, those teenage years, there definitely are temptations and peer pressures, but God really did surround me with His Holy Spirit in giving me a lot of discernment at a young age to not get involved in drugs and sex in high school. Certainly that was going on around me, but there was just, I can't take any credit for it at all.
So the Lord in his way protected you.
Yes.
And at a tumultuous time in life, we all have gone through it. Anybody who's gone through the teenage years knows the faux pas that we make, and that's kind of a subtle way of saying, hey, we blow it. And when we blow it, we need God's grace. But there are certain areas that we can really blow it. And in this case, the Lord has preserved you. At the age of 21, Carol Rolls made a certain decision even beyond that for the Lord. We'll talk about the circumstances surrounding that and family, relationships, strained relationships, healing, bridges being built. She teaches the word at Hickam Air Force Base. Carol Rolls will be back with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042.
800-484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
She's
guest.
Watching the television. She's 12 years old and flipping through the channels, and of course back then there weren't as many, not hundreds of channels like we do today, a lot more simple on the dial, you don't have that many choices, but up comes a preacher by the name of Charles Stanley, and his program is called In Touch, and she is touched by the love of Christ as she listens, convicted of her sins, knowing that she needs a Savior, and she opens her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm speaking of Carol Rolls. Carol is the wife of orthopedic surgeon, chief of orthopedic surgery at Tripler Army Medical Center, Commander Douglas Rolls. He's been there for many years. They've been married for 19 years, and she is in studio with me sharing heart to heart, as we typically do here at the Good Life Radio Show. But what happens from 12 years old and on to the later teenage years and early adulthood? The Lord has shown her His grace in the process. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad you're with us today. It's a blessing to have you, to find out more about our program, to get this program in its entirety as a free podcast. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Carol, take us back to those years that led up to your 21st year, and what happened?
Well, right after high school, basically going back to about when I was 16, my parents finally did end up getting a divorce. And I found myself moving in with my older sister, my oldest sister. And because the situation at home was not probably the best. So my oldest sister took it upon herself to invite me to move in with them. And I finished out my high school years there, and they ended up getting a job transfer to Europe. And so I traveled with them to Europe, and I actually finished my last year of high school through correspondence courses because there wasn't a high school nearby. So it was a really good experience in many ways. I got to travel around Europe and see a lot of things. But eventually I moved back to be with my mother. My time with my sister was over, and my mom had definitely was ready for me to return. And so when I did that, at that time, she was living in an apartment complex, and I moved back there, and I ended up meeting someone, a young man. And unfortunately, it did not turn out to be a good or positive relationship. It was abusive, a little bit physically, much more so emotionally. But I was someone that had never given my heart to anyone but Jesus. And at that time, I decided to give my heart to this young man. And it was something that I obviously needed to go through. It really did bring me so much closer to the Lord in the end. I saw that I was putting this person ahead of my relationship with God, and a lot of things, domino effects, rolled down the hill, and they were very negative. But my eyes were opened eventually, and I realized that this was not a healthy position to be in, and it ended.
As it ended, what did it do as you readjusted your focus and your priorities? How did it affect your relationship with God?
Well, when you really believe that you love someone and it comes to an end, it brings you to your knees. And I guess it leaves you with knowing that Christ is never going to leave you. And he's can be counted on, whereas mankind cannot be counted on. It definitely was a wake-up call that I had put God and Jesus on the back burner of my life and put someone in that place where everything was about that person. And it was, again, it was a lot of very bad things happen.
We are all susceptible. Susceptible to that, someone might say, well, you could tell when your priorities change because you are so consumed by a person, a thing, a pursuit, some kind of ambition. And really, unbeknownst to us, we are worshiping that, or we are worshiping this person. It's a very clear form of idolatry. We this person or this ambition takes the place of the Lord. Now, as I say that, I am not standing from the top of a tower casting stones down at anybody. I am speaking heart to heart because I have been there. And we share together with you, as Carol shares her experience. There is always hope in the midst of that, because when our lives begin to spiral out of control, and that's just it, we can't pull it in anymore. It's quite often at those very moments, in those dark moments of despair, that we have never been so close to God as we have been in a long time. Carol, what happened at that moment when you came to Christ and you reset things?
Well, I ended the relationship. It took a lot of courage to do that. With all of the feelings that I had, I realized that it was not healthy and it was very damaging. So I ended that relationship, and I had started going back to church about a year before that. And one Sunday, it was Father's Day, I got that feeling in my spirit that I needed to leave all that behind and just rededicate my life. So I went up front. I went to the altar call, and I spoke with the pastor, and I told him that I wanted to be baptized. And we made, you know, arrangements that I would rededicate my life at that moment. And
someone listening might be at that point. Maybe they are at that point. And they say, well, I want to start fresh. What would you say to them?
Well, first I would say that being a good listener, God is always speaking to us, but I think a lot of times we're tuning him out. Be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit drawing you. If you're getting that feeling inside that you want to make a change, there's a reason for that. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he draws us, and he leads us to himself, and we need to listen to that. We need to answer that. We need to be in his word every day. He speaks to us so much through his word. And if we're not listening and we're constantly pushing it off to the back burner, we're just prolonging this negative place that we're in when there's so much freedom on the other side.
And to throw in a few thoughts in here, and I hope they're not wrinkles, someone could get the impression that I've got to reset some things within myself first, and I need to get this part in order. I need to get. I already see you, you know, shaking your head. What? Why? Why do you shake your head at that? If someone's feeling that way,
we're never going to be flawless. We're always going to have issues. We're always going to be falling short. And if we wait to try to muster up getting things right and goodness within ourselves, it's just never going to happen. You come to Jesus as you are, at the feet, at his feet, and leave it all there. Don't try to make all these changes in your own strength. He is our strength. He's the one who's going to get us through all of these things. It's not within our own strength, and the more you continue to lean on yourself and believe that you can handle it, the further down in the muck and mire you're going to get.
We need to take some time. I believe that this is a good moment for us. We're getting ready to take another break, but when we come back, I want to ask Carol if you would pray for our listeners. Pray for that dear one who is on the threshold of this change. It could be a turning point in their life. There are turning points in your life which came through media, television. There are turning points in our listeners' life that might come through by way of radio or the internet or live stream or however they grab hold of it. But they're listening today to Carol Rolls because God has a message to them, a message of hope and redemption through you. And yes, the Lord has sent her to speak to you heart to heart. She is the wife of Commander Douglas Rolls, MD. They've been married for 19 years. He is in the U.S. Navy and is the chief of orthopedic surgery at Tripler Army Medical Center. Carol leads a women's ministry with the chapel at Hickam Air Force Base. She's a mother, a wife. In fact, when we come back, along with praying, we'll talk about parenting, which isn't always about rainbows and lollipops. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club.
Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Hey, who doesn't like the enchanted view of a rainbow? You know, the spectrum of colors is immense. The impact of it is quite deep. It's soothing. It's encouraging. It's hopeful. And what about lollipops? Who doesn't like to eat lollipops as a kid, even as a grown up? Sometimes I see people who look very sophisticated, but they enjoy lollipops. The thing is, in life really, it includes rainbows and lollipops, but it's not always that perfect. But then again, in Christ, in the imperfections and the foibles of everyday experiences, there is a hope that can be given to us, that can never be taken away, which takes us to another level beyond rainbows and lollipops. And you can experience that, I can experience that, we can go through that together when it comes to our relationships, husbands, wives, parents, grandparents, that and work and so much more. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Carol Rolls is in studio with me. In fact, we're going to pray. I want to start off with a time of prayer because before our break, she was sharing about some things that she had gone through in her life and how in the process of living day to day, there's moments when we need to be renewed. And maybe you need a prayer of renewal today, to know that you can reset and reset your life on Christ and let the things that are on the periphery, let that go. Carol, could you lead us in a prayer, please?
Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, how grateful we are to be able to just come before you as we are, Lord, to be able to just come to you in the place where we are of muck and mire, negative strongholds that are in our lives, ways that the enemy is holding us down, relationships that we have that could use your help. Lord, we just come to you now and we just ask you that you would reveal your truth to us. We so desperately yearn for that kind of truth in our lives that can truly make us free. We hear about that, but it's more than you can imagine if you actually let yourself break away from all of the things that are holding you back and that you can just say, you know what, today's the day. I'm going to leave all of this at the feet of Jesus. I'm not going to wait any longer. I want to know peace, and I want to know love, and I want to know your grace. And Lord, you so freely give that grace to each of us when we seek you for it. When we come to be at your feet and we very sincerely admit that we haven't been living for you. We've been living for ourselves. We've been living selfishly. We've been treating those that we love around us with definitely less grace than we should be. That grace that you give us, we pray, Lord, that you would allow us to just extend that to those around us as we move through all of these relationships, Lord. I just pray that whoever is listening right now that feels like this is all for everyone else, this doesn't work for me, I would just challenge you that this is a God for everyone. Don't believe those lies of the enemy. Don't allow another thing or another moment to hold you back from the kind of grace that will truly set you free and set you on a new path, the path that God has for you. He has so many wonderful plans and purposes for your life, and they're waiting for you. I beseech you out there to seek him, to lay everything down right now where you're sitting. You can actually pray the sinner's prayer. You can say, Lord, I haven't been living for you, but I want to know you. And I pray that you will forgive every sin that I've committed. And I know that you're omniscient and omnipotent and omnipresent, completely good, completely loving, and completely wise. And you can ask Jesus into your heart, and I pray that you will not wait another moment. And say, Lord, will you be the Lord of my life? I haven't been doing it very well on my own, and I just need you to come into my life so that I can start afresh and start anew and leave all of this behind. So please, would you invite the Lord into your heart? Ask him to come and take away your sins. We pray that you will do this right now. Don't wait. And in the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen. As you pray with Carol, as she leads in that prayer, and that's the expression of your heart, well, the Lord hears you. The Lord knows you. He loves you. He loves you like no one else. And he calls you to himself, and he will come and embrace you, and his spirit will come to live inside of you, and you will live with a capacity that is beyond anything humanly possible. Things that only God can do will be of capacity in and through you as you live your life. To love like you've never loved before, to forgive like you've never forgiven, and to be forgiven as you've not experienced forgiveness. There is hope in Jesus. Carol, you lead a women's ministry with the chapel there on Hickam Air Force Base. What do women talk about when it comes to having a ministry like the one that you do? What is it that you emphasize as you lead these dear ladies?
Well, it's a bit of a unique community. It's a military-based ministry. It's Protestant Women of the Chapel at Hickam. And we are all spouses, military spouses. So sometimes some of what we go through is a little bit unique. I think it is in many ways common to everyone. But I think as military wives, we feel a little bit more isolation than the average lady because we don't have our family around us. We're moving from base to base or post to post. And, you know, when we get that feeling of isolation and loneliness, that's when the enemy gets in our minds and starts trying to worm his way in and give us a lot of false beliefs and notions that God can't use us, we're not good enough, we're just going to close our blinds, sit on our couch, watch TV, and, you know, while away the days and not put ourselves out there, because if we don't put ourselves out there, we can't be hurt. Making friends is wonderful, but then they leave or you leave. So there's a negative side to it. We bond together very quickly, a lot of us. But I think a lot of ladies do shut themselves in and they isolate themselves to the point where depression sets in and loneliness takes over.
What happens when depression does set in and one becomes lonely? How can you help them? How can they be helped?
Well, first and foremost, Jesus is always the answer. And I know that that sometimes sounds trite to people, like, oh yeah, Jesus is the answer. But he really is. And when you're genuinely seeking Christ and you're genuinely seeking God's will for your life, he's going to begin to speak to you through the Holy Spirit. And this, of course, is applying to believers. You know, if you're not a believer, you want to be one as quickly as possible, because you're not going to be hearing these promptings from the Holy Spirit until you have that relationship. So I would encourage you, don't wait, as I was saying before. But basically, I would tell them, be in the Word every single day. God speaks to us primarily through his words, definitely in many other ways, but primarily when we're in the Word, he will reveal things to us, and he knows our heart. We're coming before him and we're saying, Lord, I don't have this. I don't know what to do. I'm trying, but it's not working. And when we begin to seek him, he starts revealing things to us more and more. It's like, I know in my own life, the more I seek him, the more he reveals things to me. And it's uncanny, the way that I've been helped through my own life, how God has worked in and through me to change me and to change my heart. And he can change these other ladies. He can change their circumstances. He can change their hearts. He can change their minds. But they need to know that whatever they're going through, God has a purpose and a plan for no matter how difficult it is. He can use that. He can use them. I've always said, since I heard this before, and it stuck with me, that whatever it is that brings us to our knees, no matter how awful it might have been, was well worth it. Because once we're on our knees, we're at that place where we can rely on God totally for his strength and his provision.
If a woman comes and she says that she is depressed, as you've explained, would you be able to embrace her in an understanding where she's at in her loneliness?
Oh, most definitely. I think we've all gone through periods. We could be in a room full of lots of people, even family members, loved ones, friends, and still feel very alone and very lonely. First of all, I would embrace that person physically. We're pretty huggy over it at mm-hmm. the chapel. Mm-hmm. So I would want to pray with her and talk with her about God's love and peace that is hers for the having, if she will ask for it and seek it and believe that it's real, not just something that's out there for other people, that other people have that, but she can't, that it's for her as well.
Well, let's come back to this, and let's also talk about parenting. You have two teens. There are many who are listening today who are parents, and of course grandparents, and some great-grandparents, but the parenting, that along with motherhood and life itself, maybe a lesson that the Lord has taught you along the way. I appreciate especially your genuineness. There's nothing quite like, Carol, nothing quite like authenticity, real life. It's relatable. It's understandable. We go through it. And we can embrace that. As much as you have embraced our listeners, and my heart is filled with gratitude for who you are, let's go further when we come back from our break, touching more, talking more, heart to heart, as we do. Stay with us. We'll be back with Carol Rolls.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook,
a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We're talking, Carol Rolls and I, talking during our break, talking about, she's mentioning about disappointment, and she listens to Pastor Charles Stanley a lot. One of his messages, he talks about this being disappointed and then going to a level of discouragement. And what happens when we become transfixed in this discouragement? It could lead to some real damaging results and consequences. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Carol Rolls is in studio with me today. And she's talking about ministering to women who are in the military, wives, and now we're going to talk about parenting. What's parenting like? You ever get discouraged as a parent? I have. More times maybe than you might think. Hey, Danny, do you actually get discouraged? Yes, I do. And so my wife does, my wife Jamie does. And so if you've ever felt discouraged, then I'm with you there. But what do we do in the middle of the discouragement? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. And go there and get it, because Carol is going to talk to us now about discouragement when it comes to parenting. Carol, have you ever experienced discouragement as a mom?
Well, I think anyone who is a parent definitely has experienced discouragement, definitely disappointment. I think as a mom, you know, we love our children so much, and they disobey. They don't always listen, and sometimes it's more serious than others. And I think we want our children to know at 12, at 10, at 15, what we as parents might know at 45, 40, 50. Mm-hmm. But yet I've had all these experiences in my life to teach me a lot of lessons that they haven't had yet. And as a parent, you want to spare your children from having to go through a lot of those disappointments. But some things are learned in the school of hard knocks. I think some things, you know, we can talk to our children, and we should, very openly and regularly and honestly, and leave out leave out the fluff and just get down to the nitty gritty with our kids. I know that my children are going to have to experience life's ups and downs, and I can tell them my experiences, and I do. But I do know that they're an individual, and God is a very individualized God. He has a specific plan and a specific purpose for their two lives, my two teenage daughters. And I'm going to do the best I can to train them and to teach them and to show them and demonstrate how I feel about God and how I'm putting Him first in my life. At the same time, we do have an enemy out there. It's in our culture. It's in electronics. It's in the media. It's in peer pressure. It's so many weapons coming at you at once that you better be on your knees very regularly as a parent, because you're going to be in for a rough road.
What do you pray about?
Well, I definitely pray that my children would love the Lord. I pray that He would draw them to Him, the younger the better, that they would seek His will for their lives, because I know that all of those years that I spent seeking my own will and my own ways were a lot of wasted time, I think, in my life. And I would pray that the earlier that they would get on that path that God has set for them, the sooner they'll know that joy. Joy comes from the Lord. And, you know, life might have happy moments here and there, but joy is not based on our circumstances. And I want my children to know that. I want them to know that struggling with, I want to do it my way, is just prolonging and preventing that joy from happening sooner in their lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol, for, as you touch reality, you bring hope. Hope in the Lord. As a wife to Commander Douglas Rawls, MD, how do you see yourself as a wife of a doctor, as a wife of a commander? What do you feel your role is in relation to that?
Well, I would say that God has given me a lot of grace throughout my life that I certainly didn't earn or deserve. I find it challenging to be a military wife, and then when you combine that with being the wife of a surgeon, those are both two very known to be kind of difficult roads. And then when you combine the two of them, I have a husband who's a surgeon, but he also deploys. He's also been to Afghanistan. He's also been to Kuwait. He's also was stationed on a ship for 6 months when I had a newborn infant. So those are challenges that I definitely needed the Lord. I could not have gotten through all of these years, 19 years of marriage, very successfully without really relying on God's provision and His grace and His love for me. Because once again, every day of my marriage was not rainbows and lollipops. I have a very good husband, and he is the biggest blessing in my life, my husband, my children. But at the same time, we're not perfect people, so we can't have perfect relationships. So, you know, I've been made to be stronger through the years for what my plan was and my purpose in my life.
Speaking of relationships, relationships beyond your husband and your children, we've got about 3 minutes left, but there have been relationships even in extended other parts of your family that the Lord has taught you some lessons, and He's working in various ways. Describe what He's doing.
Well, there are in my extended family, there are differences of opinion in politics, in religion, as well as cultural differences, ideas on appropriate social behaviors and those types of things. And over the years, in particular, as one of my sisters and I have grown closer and closer to the Lord, there is another sister who we feel we want to reach out to in almost a desperate way. She's definitely going through some struggles, and we really want her to know the peace that we have. And we pray for her on a regular basis, and we're hoping and praying for a door to open that we can reach through and build a bridge to that relationship so that she can know how much we love her, how much we are not judging her. We're not condemning her for her choices. We just want to share God's love and truth with her. And we're praying for a way to be made for that to happen very soon.
Well, I believe as you pray that a way will be given by God. Some things just don't open up apart from prayer. And as you pray, your heart, our hearts change. Your heart continues to be molded and massaged, as it were, in the form of how God would have it for that moment. And dear one, as you listen, you know, God is working in relationships. He knows. He's made us relational beings. We're social beings. And that's all what love is building relationships. And it takes time. It takes perseverance, persistence, and a whole lot of prayer. And I believe that as you pray, the Lord will continue to work in relationships, even in your, not only Carol's life, but your life as well. And as I pray, even in my life. So shall we say and hold hands together, figuratively speaking, hey, we hold hands and we pray together and we believe God will bring breakthrough. Carol Knowles, thank you so much for sharing your heart as you have. You've touched me and you've touched our dear listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you have been moved to the core from the heartfelt sharing of Carol Knowles. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. It's like Carol led in that prayer to receive Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there. And to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, go there and click Partners. Romans 8:28 says, God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Carol Knowles. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.